first appeared as the Big Mama in Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Check out clips at moviephone.com. Rather stay in? No problem. You can finally rent Rent. It's got Taye Diggs and real-life wife Idina Menzel, who starred together in the Broadway stage version. You can go behind the scenes at moviephone.com. So no matter what you're up for this weekend, visit moviephone.com for trailers, DVDs, reviews, original programs, and movie picks from our editors. Moviephone.com. We'll take you to the movies.
At Taco Time restaurants, we're so excited about adding mango peach salsa to our famous crispy chicken ranchero. We'd like to give you a taste of it right now. Unfortunately, this is radio and you can't taste radio. But we can let you hear what this flavorful, tart, sweet and tangy new entree sounds like to your taste buds. It goes a little something like this. The first thing your tongue hears is the syncopated rhythm of fresh cabbage blend with cheddar cheese and a blast of ranch dressing. As your taste buds listen to the crispy strips of tender chicken, they hear a melody of stringed instruments. Finally, the crescendo of sweet and tangy mango peach salsa strikes a keynote of flavor on your palate. It all comes together for that big band sound in your mouth. The new Mango Ranchero. It's music to your tongue. It's taco time.
Feed me.
Did you say something, honey?
It's my stomach. I think it's hungry.
Well, maybe eat a fruit snack.
Feed me.
Doesn't want a fruit snack.
How about some carrot sticks?
Feed me.
Okay, no carrot sticks. Well, what does it want?
Something tasty. Something that'll hit the spot.
Like?
Ballpark Franks.
What's the magic word?
Please?
Great taste that satisfies. Meaty, juicy, with no fillers. Ballpark Beef Franks. Tame the hunger.
You're in a club, and it's not a dance hall, or a pub, or college bar. It's the I Am a Big Fat Loser Club. And that means even though you're an intelligent male with something to offer, you're driving an outdated gas guzzler that doesn't help your first impression or your ability to buy drinks. So do yourself a favor. Walk towards the door, get out of the club you're in, and walk into Team Latest Motors, where you can become a member of the hottest club in America, better known as Club Harley Davidson. At Team Latest Motors, we have over 250 new and used Harleys and other models to choose from. So next time you're on the scene, you can arrive in style with enough money left over to afford some of your own. Shop online at latest-hd.com and get everything you need for your next adventure. From bikes and accessories to the latest motor clothes and gear. Team Latest Motors, located off I-205 in Gladstone, exit 11 under the giant American flag, or on the web at latest-hd.com. We're not just a motorcycle dealer. We're motorcycle people.
Live from Portland, the Rick Emerson Show continues.
Now, if you're ready, we will begin.
AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Wasn't even trying to hit the post.
Did you hear this? Tonight on the most extreme, weird weapons, lizards that fire blood.
That's right.
That's on Animal Planet.
Anything that fires blood, anything that's like world's blankiest blank, it most blanky something or other, anything that contains the word horrid or lethal or itchy or oozing. Anything that says oozing, I like that too.
But then there's a new reality show about lobstermen, Jeopardy at Sea. The hunt begins as lobster season opens.
Lobsterman is the... No, I'm thinking of Lobster Boy. What is that town? Is it a town in Florida with all the circus freaks? Oh, and I tell this to people. Well, people always think there's some sort of an urban legend or I'm engaging in some sort of chicanery when I talk about this. But there's some town, and I think they did a documentary about it. Some indie film. It's this town where... It was where all the circus freaks went to live, and it was like Lobster Boy and like Pinata Girl and, you know, the guy with two butts and whatever it was. It's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. 970. We got a bunch of announcements that are coming up that we've been sort of working our way through this week. We have another one coming up next hour. But the big thing that we've been talking about all week is as of Monday, June 26th, 6 a.m., about 72 hours from now, give or take, this radio station is going to be adding the very fine Stephanie Miller Show to the lineup. Now, a lot of you guys are familiar with her. She's been all over television. She did that show with Babe Buchanan. And Babe Buchanan is sort of like, I mean, Stephanie herself will tell us in a moment, I'm sure. But Babe Buchanan is sort of, you get the feeling that at any moment she may just come across the table and just go right for your eyes. You know what I mean?
That's Pat Buchanan's sister.
Well, so they claim. Only a geneticist really knows for sure.
I mean, it's not like Pat Buchanan with a wig.
It's like that time I interviewed Candace Gingrich. In any event, she was the co-host of the CNBC television show Equal Time. Opposite Babe Buchanan was the host of the show I've Got a Secret on the Oxygen Network. More to the point, it's a fantastic show. She's entertaining as all get out. And the Stephanie Miller Show will begin its run on AM 970 Solid State Radio Monday at 6 a.m. Let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show Stephanie Miller. Hi, Stephanie. How are you? Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Is that me? Have I got it turned on? Oh, I have no idea what I've done here. Oh, wait, hold on. I think I've got to pick it up over here.
Ah, that could be.
All right. Stephanie Miller. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Yeah, there I am.
Hi, how are you?
Is this Rick?
On my better days, yes.
Babe Buchanan is, in fact, Pat Buchanan in a wig. I saw her junk in the dressing room once.
Thank you.
I was right for once.
Thank you for an image that will haunt me now the rest of my days.
Yes, and she is well endowed, I must say.
Babe Buchanan is?
It's Pat. It's the same person.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
He grew up in that town in Florida that's full of circus freaks.
I remember talking, not to get off the subject right away, but I remember being in a room with Candace Gingrich, and literally, every time I would say the word newt, and perhaps understandably so, you could just feel waves of malevolence coming off of her. Really,
he seems so cuddly. No, that's hard to believe.
Really, no. And she had, like, a handler with her. You know, those people that sometimes come with handlers when you're going to interview them. And, like, the handler, like, I expected a truncheon to come out at any moment and just to be cracking my spine. She was the most humorless person on earth. Hey, so speaking of humorless, we have been running a couple commercials, promos, and teasers and stuff for your show, the Stephanie Miller Show, which is going to start this coming Monday. And one of the things that I keep hammering is that left or right, Democrat or Republican, the boring is boring and there's no excuse for it.
That's right.
That's kind of my whole thing. It's just because somebody's going to call themselves a liberal or whatever. What is that? Progressive. I'm sorry. Because we're no longer allowed to say liberal, apparently.
Whatever.
So there was some regulation they passed down where all liberals must identify as progressive now.
Yeah, whatever.
But
I don't care.
There's no excuse for being tedious, and you are the furthest thing from that. Your program has been on for a while, and the Portland people, everybody.
I frankly, Rick, my show, I'm too liberal for conservatives, and I'm too politically incorrect for liberals. So theoretically, I've devised a show that appeals to absolutely no one. And it's not easy to do that.
You're going
to
fit right in, sister. We're all going to blend together like one big happy family. People in Portland, you've on television, you've done a bunch of projects, but the interesting thing is, I don't think that you have been on the radio in Portland before, but everybody here kind of seems to know who you are, and they're already sort of figuratively salivating.
And tell them I appreciate the drool, every last drop of it. Yeah. I think I filled in for Ed Schultz a couple of times before I got my own show. And I remember getting a ton of calls and emails from Portland. It's just such a great town, and we're just so seriously so excited about getting on there finally.
So the great thing about Portland is it's sort of like a half redneck, a half like tech geek.
Right.
And both of those groups distrust the government as a matter of cultural imperative.
Yes.
So
I think we can all agree that this is the worst president ever, and this government is the worst government ever, no matter who you are.
Well, as a committee, I mean, you are. Let's talk about this for a minute, because people alternately describe you as either you've got a lot of radio experience or you're a comedian, but it's really both. They're sort of braided together, right?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I mean, our show really, Rick, is a comedy show. We make fun of Democrats. Everybody gets caught in the crossfire.
They do.
Primarily, I'm progressive, I guess, but I think that, comedy, everybody's a target.
Well, here's why we're glad to have you on, and I will tell you this, it's not blowing sunshine. Anybody who knows me knows that this is the case.
You're not a sunshine blower, I've heard that about you.
I, uh, Let me put it this way. Just because somebody can paint doesn't mean they can dance. And just because somebody can write a book doesn't mean they should be on the radio.
Right.
And I don't mean to be snooty. Really, there are rhesus monkeys that could probably do... This job, all I'm saying
really
is...
really talented rhesus monkeys.
The ones that have got the, it's not just the opposable thumb, but they've got the rudiments of language.
Exactly.
All you have to do is give them, like, a copy of R&R and, like, a Chrysler. They can drive around the country for 20 years.
They're really accurate in their poofling.
Oh, they can read that AP copy right as it comes up the wire and talk up a Kenny Chesney song. Oh, is my point.
As it turns out, tend to be good at radio.
And that's what I'm saying.
Shock?
That's what I'm saying. And so it's good to welcome to the station somebody who is a radio person, and by that I mean somebody who's going to be entertaining and somebody who's got a show that doesn't just. It is a show that's not going to have that Lee Rothian awkwardness to it, of the on-the-job training, which I hate hearing. And plus you're funny and you're entertaining. Yeah, I'm not trying to wax your car here.
Honey, Mama's been doing this since the Catskills.
You've been 20 years now.
20 years.
Radio. So I mean, because we're like up to our eyeballs in tedious, uninteresting radio. We don't need any more of it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. No, it's, I think it's great, though. There's something else. It's like, I thought I was the only one, like, all those years listening to Rush Limbaugh and thinking, is he on drugs? And as it turns out, he was.
That's fantastic.
So we are not alone. We are not alone anymore.
So this is going to be coming Monday, June 26th. This coming Monday, 6 to 9 a.m., the Stephanie Miller Show. And it's Stephanie Miller, and it's with a PH, stephaniemiller.com.
There you go. Check it out. Check me out.
And And I hate to do this, because this happens in every sales meeting. Can you give me the Rick Emerson Show in one sentence, please, and use one-syllable words? Is for people who have not experienced the overwhelming power and majesty of the Stephanie Miller Show. What can those... See that sunshine right there.
That's too big a tragedy almost to even describe in one's life, isn't it? Having not been exposed to my majesty. I think we're hopefully a great comedy show. We're just, we talk about, and not just politics, we talk about pop culture, entertainment, whatever sort of going on in the world. But you gotta give the Bush administration credit. They give us a lot of material.
Oh, it's gotta be. You don't even have to do show prep, probably.
No, you really don't.
It's like I was on the air during OJ, and it's like I would just kind of go in and 10 seconds to airtime, just kind of, just open the phones.
Exactly.
And there you are. There's some guy from Idaho who wants to call up and talk about something. So excellent.
No, I remember I did an appearance once, and I opened by saying, I'm so glad to be here on the day that Dick Cheney shot a guy in the face, and everybody laughed. They're like, oh, it's Stephanie. And I'm like, no, really.
You're like, no,
the
really.
Vice president shot a guy in the face.
That's fantastic. You were, just if we can veer off for just a moment, I said you were on KFI.
Right.
In L.A. When was that? What time frame was that you were on?
That was back 94, 95,
right.
And then I was on KBC, for 3 years in the later 90s. So, yeah, progressive radio is like a whole new thing for me, because I've always been on, just the regular radio stations.
So you know what you're doing is kind of the upshot.
Where they would start every phone call with, you stupid bitch. What you're talking about.
I have. Were you on when you were doing the KFI? Was that late at night?
Yeah, I was on 7 to 9.
Okay, and here's why, because I try to spend as little time in Los Angeles as possible, because
good for you.
It turns your soul into just little blackened chips of despair.
Yeah, but my soul looks like a chocolate chip.
I do have this memory, though, of driving along at night. I'm in some rental car flipping around, and I look for KFI and hearing you. And I wanted to double check that it was you, but it was in late 94, so it would have been you. And some guy was calling up, and he was, Stephanie, the best show I've ever heard, and really schmoozing and whatever. And you just, like, 5 seconds, you were like, I'm not going to do you. Move on. It was fantastic. At that moment, I knew that it was a good show. So
there is always that.
All right,
the guys that call, they do think that you will. I will actually do them.
Is there any? Is like a 2% chance? Even you think?
There's always a chance.
All right. Well, see, there you go. That's the way to a 10 share, right there, Stephen. All right,
but I'm not really a slut. I just play one on the radio. You got to give them a little something,
We are simple creatures. It's either that or just some sort of a bright, shiny object. All right, the show begins Monday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on AM 970 Solid State Radio. The website is stephaniemiller.com. The Stephanie Miller Show live Monday, 6 a.m.
Can't wait, Portland. Mama's coming. You wait there.
Fantastic. Stephanie, thank you so much, and we look forward to the launch on Monday.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
I look forward to it, too.
Excellent. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Stephanie Miller from the Stephanie Miller Show, launching this coming Monday, 6 a.m., right here on AM 970, Solid State Radio. There you go.
That was a good interview.
Good time. She's funny.
She is.
Well, I was doing that thing, and you could tell it. I do that instinctive thing of just, you know, for filling all the time at the beginning, because you'll never know if, I mean, I should have known with her, but you never know.